It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
For the emergency break of the week.
Mickey? I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Greg in Louisville starts off some phone calls. Hi, Greg.
Yeah, I really don't like this move because I don't think
Dan... Oh, dear. Hello. What do you want me to do, guys?
And boom goes the dynamite.
What's up, Greg?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we could try.
Hello.
We're gone.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
So we'll just talk
Hello.
Here as
Hello.
If we're really on.
You know, this team's just not that good.
And maybe we
Hello.
Are.
Hello.
Oh, we're on still?
Hello.
Okay, well, stand by then. We'll take some phone calls here real soon. We'll just continue
Hello.
Broadcasting here on the Sports World.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest
world.
This week on the Little Ticket.
All right, it's time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. And, you know, we fill up a lot of hours of broadcasting here on the ticket. We're going to make our share of mistakes. We're going to have our stumbles, our stammers. And we like to make fun of them here on the e-break. And this week, it's all stumbles and stammers. Starting with one, Mike Reiner of the Hardline. Now, when Mike has a tough time, do you think he gets a lot of leeway from his coworkers? Do they just kind of let him work himself out of it? Or do they
No.
jump on him and start clubbing him?
They usually pounce within a half a second.
Well, let's listen to this stammer and see if he gets jumped on.
Good.
Yeah, maybe get some catfish and go to the lodge. Two birds.
All right, up next. Let's take our stroll down NFL Boulevard and look for something.
It's the Ticket's annual.
Gosh.
What were we going to look for?
For the.
And then they just go ahead and go to commercial break.
For,
they just...
for the.
Yeah, so they didn't even let him correct it. They just went to break.
All right, one more time, full length there.
Good.
Yeah, maybe get some catfish and go to the lodge. Two birds.
All right, up next. Let's take our stroll down NFL Boulevard and look for the something.
It's the Ticket's annual.
That is the best way to go to break with Corby's laugh.
Yeah. That is definitely ending on a high there in a lot of ways with Corby.
God, that was a strong laugh.
All right, one more time. I just can't get over that.
Good.
Yeah, maybe get some catfish and go to the lodge. Two birds.
All right, up next. Let's take our stroll down NFL Boulevard and look for the something.
It's the
Oh man, that is funny. Corby scream laughing after the Mike stammer. But you know, Corby shouldn't laugh too much because on White Elephant Day, it happened to him.
I've said bitch more than madam.
So I was really leery of madam. Now, you have Aslo. Did I just say that instead of also?
Do we need to dump that?
Aslo. You have to remember that my wife is on guard, too.
It was weirder than Yaslo.
I thought it was Nyaslo.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Nyaslo, you have to,
Oh, I don't know. That sounded...
Nyasol, you have
Nyasol Yahyaft.
Nyasol, you have
Nyasol.
He's a Middle Eastern leader, wasn't he?
Yeah,
in the 70s.
I think he's trying to spit out Nyasol Yahaman.
Nyasol, you have
Oh man, let's do the full length thing of that again.
I've said bitch more than madam. Mm.
So I was really leery of madam. Nyasol, you have Aslo. Did I just say that instead of also?
Do we need to dump that?
Aslo. You have to remember that my wife is on guard, too.
That was a really funny segment when they were trying to drop in the drop of madam, sweetheart, sugar.
Wait, what's the gag? They had to say all those things to
their significant other. Yeah.
Significant other? Okay.
And they're all just like, why are you calling me that? And one of them, you just call me. They had P1s do it too. It was really funny.
Wrong. Niyasol, you have.
And somehow that made Corby say that. All right. And not to be outdone, from the morning show, a stammer from one Gordon Keith.
You have to vote, men or women?
Women.
Okay.
Cockamus.
Cocky Keith. Khaki Keith.
What?
I don't know. It's what her name is. She
I don't
says,
care what her name is, just what you say.
She said, for me, boyish charm is key.
The name you were trying to get out was Khaki?
Yes, Khaki Keith. Oh. Her name is Khaki Keith.
But it came out...
Cockamus.
this little at the end of hesitancy. I just don't know.
Boy, we reared up too when you first said that. I don't know what you were talking about. It.
Yeah, I thought you were mentioning a male rooster.
Yeah, I didn't know.
A male
or, sorry,
rooster.
A rooster. Did I make up Calcamus?
Whoa. What?
Calcamus? Did you not say that in that bit also?
No, Craig.
Okay.
All right, one more time. Full
you have to vote, men or women?
Women.
Okay.
Whoa.
Cockamus.
There.
Cocky Keith. Khaki Keith.
What?
I don't know. It's what her name is. She
I don't
says,
care what her name is, just what you say.
She said, for me, boyish charm is
what is Cockamus?
It's a holiday that's coming up.
Oh, man, that's funny. Okay, so stumbles from Rhines,
I should
Corby,
have saved that one for Twitter.
Or Gordo. Stop. 888-787-1310. 888-787-1310. Is it Rhines, Corby, or Gordo? Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brick?
Man, are you mighty yay.
Yes,
unfortunately.
Hey, neighbors, I want to vote for Hollywood Mike Rhines. Just so you know, love you.
Thank you. Not an approved nickname, but we'll put you down. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that Niaso is Japanese for my butthole.
Okay.
That's all right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I vote for the placenta-eating human cannonball, more properly known as Hot Fry Georgie.
I'm not up for an e-break, sir. And leave me alone.
So
leave me alone.
You're going to be back. You're going to wow. Yes, or.
That's a Corby.
Okay.
Vote.
Thank you, ma'am or chicken. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Texas. I'd like to vote for Khaki Keith's vaginal size warmborn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
I would like to vote for the Dave Barnett impersonator, Corby Davidson.
Hey. What? Leave Dave out of this. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, did you know? Did you know the man that invented the vagina was born without a penis? Baby arm lobster claw.
What the hell is that?
It's one of your creations.
They're all trying to my creations.
Yeah, it is. They're all trying to impersonate or impress you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Hector from Crum. I wanted to obviously responsibly vote for Gordon Keith. I think the word he was going for there was actually vaginal slash born.
No, it was not. Hello, you're on the ticket, AM and FM, and you are broadcasting live now.
Hello, King. Mike.
What? You say Mike?
I don't know what the first part was, but yes, Mike.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, I'd like to vote responsibly first, but I got to ask Gordon a question.
All right.
Does he still have splinters in his throat from sucking that wood in? Second, I wanted to ask if I vote for Corby, and you have a good day.
Okay.
I couldn't even understand it.
I don't know what his question was. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
I'd like to vote responsibly for Gordon.
Oh, okay.
Look at that, sir.
That's how you vote
right? Am I winning?
No, you're not winning. Corby's up 4-3. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, guys. What's up? Jamie Benn.
It's Jamie Benn.
Oh, it's Jamie Benn. Okay,
yes. Hi, Jamie.
I'm just real tired from last night's win. Just dominated.
Yeah.
Shout out to Optima Blue, and this is the winner, Gordon Keith.
Thank you.
Hey, way to go.
That puts
Thank
me on
you,
top.
Jamie. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Aslo.
Dang it.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. 5-4, Corby outduels Gordo and Rhines.
Yeah. I've said bitch more than madam.
So I was really leery of madam. Now, Yasol, you have Aslo. Did I just say that instead of also?
Do we need to dump that?
Aslo. You have to remember that my wife is on guard, too.
So just like Ragonk, I think he was trying to say, also, you have to remember.
Ragonk?
And it came out,
horse. Niyasol, you have
to... Ragonk?
Horse.
All right, how many wins is that for one Corby Davis?
That is the 43rd win for Niyasol yet. He ties Junior for fifth place all time.
Niyasol yet.
Horse.
All right.